देखो कितनी अच्छी सेवा सहज मिल रही है। रूहानियत के शक्ति द्वारा दूर रहने वाली आत्माओं को समीपता का अनुभव कराने वाले मास्टर सर्वशक्तिवान भव आएगा, मास्टर सर्वशक्तिवान भव, जैसे साइंस के साधनों द्वारा, जसू ट्रांसलेशन कौन करने वाला है, जाओ ना पर नहीं बिना नहीं मुझे पता है वो नहीं गई है। रूहानियत के शक्ति द्वारा, अच्छा जैसे साइंस के साधनों द्वारा दूर की हर वस्तु समीप अनुभव होती है, ऐसे दिव्य बुद्धि द्वारा, अटेंशन प्लीज, दिव्य बुद्धि द्वारा दूर की वस्तु समीप अनुभव कर सकते हो। जैसे साथ रहने वाली आत्माओं को स्पर्श देखते बोलते सहयोग देते हो लेते हो, ऐसे रूहानियत के शक्ति द्वारा दूर रहने वाले आत्माओं को समीपता का अनुभव करा सकते हो। सिर्फ इसके लिए मास्टर सर्वशक्तिवान।
For this you need to be a master almighty authority.
Sampurna sthiti mein sthit raho.
And remain stable in the complete and perfect stage. So who received the response?
Nahi uthate. Ye kaam karna hi nahi hai shayad.
Perhaps it's because you don't want to do this work.
Jemni nahi dikhai padti hai. Kaha hai? ऐसे रूहानियत के शक्ति द्वारा दूर रहने वाले आत्माओं को समीपता का अनुभव करा सकते हो।
With the power of spirituality, you can give souls who stay at a distance the experience of closeness.
और संकल्प शक्ति को स्वच्छ बनाओ।
Make the power of your thoughts very clean.
स्लोगन, अपने हर संकल्प बोल और कर्म द्वारा
to your every thought, word and action, only those who give inspirations to everyone through their thoughts, words and actions are the embodiment, images that give inspirations.
Om Shanti. So, announcement in English this morning. I don't know how many of you are aware that it has been London Peace Week. And so to begin the week, we had the program with Daddy on the 14th. And now on the 21st, which is this coming Sunday, we have an event which sort of top and tail of the London Peace Week. And this is an event with Sister Jayanti on the theme of the power of a peaceful mind for a peaceful world. And 21st Sunday also is the UN International Day of Peace. And this is something that we've taken part in every year, actually, in some way or another since it was established. So it's a day that the UN marks now on the same day every year. And so this is our event dedicated to the UN International Day of Peace. And in the event, we really want to give people an experience, because it is Third Sunday as well. So your meditation will be included in the whole experience of the public event. So we will be focusing that around just a minute meditations. And the event starts at 6. I know many of you are used to coming in at 6:30 for the yoga, but we would request if you could come at 6 now on Sunday, so that you're here for the start of the public program and it then can go smoothly. And we don't know how many people will be coming, so maybe some of us BKs may have to sit towards the back. So thanks for your cooperation in advance. If you could come at 6 on Sunday, and as I say, Sister Jenty will be speaking and then sharing meditations with us, so for the public. So I think this will be a very beautiful experience on Sunday. So that's, and then just also to let you know that this Thursday, there's a lecture, Brother Doug. Oh yeah, there's leaflets downstairs for the Sunday program and leaflets for the Thursday program. Brother Doug is giving a lecture on Fear Nothing. And also, if you'd like these leaflets by email, you can email to the media department or register on the website. But also on Thursday, there are various things happening in the house, so the conference hall will not be available for yoga that evening, and Daddy will not be conducting yoga. So, the seminar room is the lecture, so it'll be yoga in Baba's room on Thursday, just to let you know that. Thank you. Om Shanti. Daddy said to take full advantage while she was here for service, so we've tried to do that. Om Shanti.
Charu. ये अली है ना उसके साथ बैठेगा ट्रांसलेशन मिलेंगे उसको ये अली को पीछे बैठने पहले हाँ नहीं उसको ट्रांसलेशन उसकी साथी की चाहिए चल रही है फ्रेंच भी चल रही है अच्छा 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 ये तो मधुबन हो गया ओम शांति
दैट इज सेइंग इट्स बिकम मधुबन सेइंग दैट देयर इज टू लैंग्वेजेस बीइंग ट्रांसलेटेड
गुड मॉर्निंग मम्मा का दिन है
टुडे इट्स द डे ऑफ मम्मा
बुधवार है बुद्धिवानों का बुद्धि देने वाले बाबा का
बाबा द वन हु गिव्स द इंटेलेक्ट टू द वाइज
बुद्धिवानों का बुद्धि बाबा है ना देवोदी दाता बाबा है
बाबा इज बिस्टोअर ऑफ द डिवाइन इंटेलेक्ट
हमारी बुद्धियों को परिवर्तन करने वाला
ही इज द वन हु चेंजेस आवर इंटेलेक्ट
बुद्धि का ताला खोलने वाला
ओपन्स द लॉक ऑन आवर इंटेलेक्ट
तो कितना बाबा बुद्धि को हमारी बुद्धि को पहले हमारी है लिमिट है
When we speak of our intellect, it's a limited intellect that's caught up in the limitations, caught up in problems and confusion. Someone scares you, someone pulls you, someone causes mischief, someone shows a stern eye.
माया के चंबे से छुड़ाता है
सो बाबा फ्रीजेस फ्रॉम सच क्लोज ऑफ माया
कोई छूटना चाहते हैं पर माया इतना चंबा लगा माया के चंबे जो होते हैं ना नाखून बड़े बड़े आजकल नाखून बड़े बड़े रखते हैं
Nowadays people have long nails and they look like claws. In the same way, Maya's claws are very sharp and they really hurt you if you were to be scratched by them. So Maya's claws keep you trapped. So Baba is freeing us from that. Today is the day of Mama, of Saraswati Mother, and you heard of the confluence, the meeting of the three rivers. On the path of Bhakti, I've gone to the Kumbh Mela.
परमात्माएं भी होते साधु संदे की कुंभ के मेले में जाओ टुक्की लगाओ
There's many devotees, many sadhus, you have the spiritual gathering, so everything happens at the same place. And our service also began at the Kumbh Mela.
कुंभ के मेले से लखनऊ कानपुर सेवा शुरू हुई है
The service in Lucknow and Kanpur, Allahabad, all these places started with the Kumbh Mela.
और सरस्वती नदी गुप्त सिंधु से निकलती है
And the river Saraswati is the incognito river that emerges from Sindh and comes and meets in the Ganges. We have Dadi, Gange Dadi, who represents the Ganges. She used to speak knowledge very well. And then Dadi... Dadiji was the Jamuna when she went to the Kumbh Mela. This is where service began. The memorials on the path of Bhakti. Are very meaningful. Perhaps some of you have seen Allahabad. The water of all three rivers are different. The water of the Ganges, the water of the Jamna and the Saraswati, which is said to be the incognito river, the water of that also is there. And then the Brahmaputra river, The Brahmaputra just merges with the ocean. It doesn't meet with the rivers. So these memorials on the path of devotion. When we come at the confluence, there are the temples, the images and the memorials. So the signs are there, but the knowledge, the significance is all lost. So to celebrate a meeting means to become sensible. Some people hear the knowledge and repeat just a few points and they think that's it. But the deeper you go into knowledge and take a dip into that ocean, you'll become so much clean. Each and everything, every point of knowledge makes you so clean. Everything external makes you dirty. Everything going deep inside makes you clean. Forget the body and all bodily relations. You can't forget them just like that. You're so much caught up with them and attached to them that you can't forget them. When you realize that dangling after them and being attached to them in this way is not good, until you have this realization, you'll be holding on to them. I also had the sanskars of holding on to them and I feel I can't move along without them. I've become so dependent on the body and dependent on bodily beings because of karmic bondages. Today Baba said that not only does he give salvation of souls, but he also gives salvation to all the things. If the souls experience salvation, then everything experiences salvation. There's the vices in everything, like in the atmosphere too. And so if the souls become pure, then the atmosphere also becomes like that. Someone stays in the home, but they don't keep a good atmosphere. The room that you stay in, if you don't keep a good atmosphere, what does it feel like? So have this mercy for yourself. Baba is the purifier. And I want to become pure. Then you'll be able to celebrate a meeting and you'll have a connection with him. Others will. Last night, Tony interviewed Dadi in Wembley and started saying, I want him to do lots more service. He tested Daddy very well. He had good questions. So if you go into the depth of these things, and I become pure, then others also feel inspired to become pure. The slogan was to become an image that inspires others. If I do something, then I'll inspire others, as is Mama, as is Baba, as is Dadi, as is Didi, so let me also become like them. Pramod Bhai should share his experience, perhaps. How Dadi, Didi come to him. It's because there's a pull inside that now we have to do something, I have to become something. Let me become free from all the other conflict and attachment. The one who's making us sad, even as Baba's become avyakt, this is the work he's doing of making us sad. What are they doing?
दूसरा जन्म भी लिया है पर काम उनका यही है.
इवन सोल्स हैव टेकन अनदर बर्थ, दे आर डूइंग द सेम वर्क एज दे डिड एट द कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज.
दीदी का यही काम. कल रात को मैं पूछ रहे थे दादी क्यों मुली सुनाती थी, दीदी क्यों नहीं सुनाती थी.
Last night, sisters were sitting with Dadi in one of the mass. Well, Dadi used to read the Murli. Why wasn't Didi ever reading the Murli? But Baba had fixed Dadiji to read the Murli, so she read the Murli every day. As soon as Baba became aware, then the question came up, who's going to read the Murli? So Dadi accepted. Baba made Dadi the instrument and Didi accepted. Otherwise, she could have said, well, why should I not read the Murli? But the churning that Didi did, it was really wonderful. Raju Pai, the brother who does the Hindi Murlis, was taught how to extract the question answer from Didi. And Didi used to find the questions and ask us at night what we had learned from the Murli, the points of the Murli, and she would make us fail in that because she would be so accurate. And then she'd tell me to go and give class on certain topics from the Murli. So that Didi gave personal parla, personal sustenance to souls in this way, so that their intellect wouldn't wander anywhere else but be caught up with just Baba and nothing else. Baba is my mother, father, friend, teacher and Sadhguru. So Didi did this work a lot and even now she's doing that. So they've been given such wonderful work to do. The intellect has to be completely clean, then it can celebrate a meeting. By celebrating a meeting with God, you're able to make your intellect clean. You have an experience then. You feel that, yes, the intellect feels very good when you're celebrating a meeting with God. Then the feeling is, this is all I want to do. But it's as though you don't understand the meaning, the importance of having that cleanliness. What is cleanliness? It's as though just a superficial cleaning, just apply using the Hoover and you feel that's it, all the cleaning has been done. But the corners are still dirty, filled with dust. Last night a very good thing came up, that in the heart is a storeroom in which you've got so many things of the past, so many things that don't belong to you. All of these things are kept in the store of the heart. I haven't seen Hansa Ben's store for a long while, but I'm sure she must be checking that things don't get spoiled, that you don't keep things sitting around for a long time. Here I felt that the maintenance team, I'm sure Baba's massaging your feet. I myself don't do anything, but the maintenance team is maintaining such cleanliness everywhere. If I was to go in a place that was dirty, then I wouldn't drink even the water there. Yes, it does take a little effort to maintain that cleanliness, to have that tidiness. It means it's a sign of coming into the Vishnu clan. It's with the power of purity that you're able to have yoga. Cleanliness and purity, the two things are different, and first there has to be the cleanliness. Through that the soul becomes pure. Then there's in Hindi, there's two, that is using the English word and another Hindi word, and we say pure for both, but I think one is pure in terms of your activity and other is pure in terms of the character. When one performs impure actions, then that's said to be really impure. So now let me perform such charitable actions that I'm able to finish the sins. Sometimes someone performs only a little bit good action and they feel that they've done really very good things. But that's just a mixture of everything. There's arrogance. But instead, let me maintain a stage of soul consciousness, knowing that Baba is sitting here. He is the one who is doing everything, and it's just me that's doing it as my fortune, as an instrument. Whatever service Baba gives me according to the drama, let me be present. That's my fortune. Internally, just to be an instrument. I am an instrument, just a little bit, but Baba does so much for me. And what he does, it's wonderful. He gets hundreds of thousands to come and do things. Through millions of souls, he gets so many things done. Yes, I'm aware of the time, but the happiness you experience of celebrating a meeting, I'm just seeing that all the time. If I look at the history from Karachi to the present moment, thousands of types of work Baba has got done through others. In Karachi, we had just 6 bungalows.
Didi gayi.
And then Didi went out to look for a building. Baba had the inspiration that we should now leave Hyderabad. There was a lot of picketing and a lot of chaos and demonstrations, and so where would we go and stay? But Didi went out and looked for a place. She did that with great... She went with great intoxication and found 6 bungalows. There's been a lot of service done in Soldier Bazaar. These are different places, I think, in Pakistan now. Clifton, Cantonment. And then the mothers who are in bondage who came there. Then there was a place for the couples. A building for the couples. Daddy's parents, Daddy Chandramani's parents, they had come. So they had got good flats there. So this was all the wonder of Didi's intellect.
Buddhi itni shuddh shrestho jo masti ke tarah se kaam karta rahe.
At the time of establishment, my intellect should be so pure and elevated that I really begin to work with so much intoxication. Then the feeling is that my feet are not here, but Baba is making me do everything. So everything happened within just a year. All the fighting, the war in Pakistan took place later, but we peacefully went to Karachi. And then when we came back from Karachi to Abu, then also it was Didi who found the building. So who is doing that type of service now? Daddy was asked the question, what is touching and what is inspiration? Souls will be just touched to be at the right place at the right time, and everything will work out fine. You won't need to wander around, stumble around, work hard. Dada Vishwa Kishore bought the Panda Bhavan building with this very little money. He got there on time, and the king, who was the owner, he said yes. And the value, he bought it in just a few thousand rupees. It didn't cost hundreds of thousands, even though its value was that much. So the value of my intellect should be so clean, then I'll be able to do Baba's work in that way. Those who use their own intellect, they become an obstacle. But where you're receiving a touching, you don't need to use your intellect. Here people have a lot of wisdom to use their intellect. But instead, let me keep my intellect pure and peaceful and do Baba's work peacefully. Whatever Baba wants to do, let him do. Let me not interfere in between. I should free my intellect. Some people tell Daddy that she is speaking very strictly and very sternly. And Daddy says, I do receive those teachings, but I am speaking with that bhavana for everyone's benefit. And if you don't understand now, then when will you? And if I don't say anything, then who else is going to say anything? Baba has shown me a very stern eye and made my intellect so well. And then Baba would tell me instantly, directly, I'm not going to ask you anything. Or I have never said to Baba that you didn't ask me. He is the one who knows everything, and so he knows what to do. Sometimes Baba will say, child, what is your feeling? What do you think? What's your advice? And I know that Baba, whatever you say, because we know the drama is benevolent. Karavanhar Baba is there. Drama is benevolent, and so I don't need to do anything. I just need to remain peaceful, quiet. What does the bhatti mean? To make yourself very strong in this. Individually, each one should make themselves very strong so that no matter what happens, there isn't even the slightest crack. That there isn't any wilting, no mood off. If I make myself so strong in this way, then Baba will use me to do service. Then he'll do such service that you won't have time to sit at home. From the time that Dad has been asked this question about touching and inspiration, if I tell you the history of even just the days, there might be a thought to say something, but I'll just wait a little while and then 10 minutes later I'll speak of that to someone. Internally, I need to have that peace and quiet, not to do everything in a rushed manner. I have to create such a bhatti, stay with Baba and be very harmonious with the gathering and make myself strong so that others also become strong through my company so that they're not colored by anyone else's company. If they don't receive this firm company, then they'll be colored by someone else's company and they'll become weak. Today's murli of celebrating a meeting, let there always be Baba in between. If Baba is not there even for 1 second between you and the other person, then there's something wrong. I had shared with all of you, tomorrow I'll offer bhog. Those who want to truly celebrate a meeting with God, who want to celebrate a meeting, who want to celebrate a meeting with God,
कल मेरा दिन में ब्रह्मा भोजन खिलाने का विचार है.
That is not asked Hansa Banners yet, but she's saying she wants to offer Brahma Bhojan to everyone during lunchtime. It's only tomorrow's Thursday, and especially as the month of charity is beginning, where you feed the departed souls. In this, if you come into the 8 or the 108 in this year 2008, then it will be wonderful. So this is my bhavana, that Baba would feel that this one's truly like a deity, that everyone becomes so happy. If it becomes like that in every home, it would be so wonderful. So that anyone who comes to your home, they'll say, people used to call me to their homes in the early days. Now no one calls me. Why did you used to call me? When you come, then that home will not, when daddy comes to your home, then it would feel like it's Baba's home, not my home. Then it be said that, yes, this one has some wisdom. When you say my home, then that's different. Then you'll remember that home in the final moments. Wherever Baba makes me sit, let me sit there. I have such examples that wherever Baba places me. Such is my bhavana. Keep yourself in a bhatti of these things. So these things make you very strong in the bhatti. But it's a matter of using the intellect to have that cleanliness and greatness, the nobility in the intellect. With cleanliness, the intellect will do elevated things. And with that elevatedness, you'll do the right thing at the right time and you won't miss out on anything. To miss out on something means your intellect was somewhere else. Otherwise, you'll be, if the intellect is in the right place, your feet will begin to walk by itself in the right place. So if the intellect is properly connected, you'll know which bus to get into. Sometimes I didn't know where I had to go, but yet the intellect was connected and so I reached the right place at the right time. So if my intellect is like that, then Baba will free me from everything else and say, this is what you need to do. And in that, you're automatically able to create this stage of soul consciousness. Then there's automatically humility and no question of having any ego. Just today and so... Last Thursday I said that we're offering the book of dying alive. Tomorrow is Thursday. On Saturday, Daddy has to leave early morning because she's flying from Gatwick. And it's a 9 o'clock flight, so she has to just say hello to everyone and won't get a chance to speak so much to everyone.
Okay?
That is going to Amman and then from there to Dubai and then straight to Madhuban. So whatever you experience now, to have that experience of liberation and salvation at the present time.